Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's December 23rd. Wow. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. It's like the second day of Christmas. All right. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Brian and Hammer Jackson Radio. We are broadcast globally. Boy, I didn't say that right, did I? Globally. Yeah, that sounds better. If you'd like to come in the studio, get your voice heard around the world, you're more than welcome to do it. The number is 319-527-6099. Welcome to the show. Well, today our cover story, our main story, will be unbelievable things in true stories. They're unbelievable, but they're true. We're going to go over that. In fact, it was trending on Twitter. But before we get there, if you'd like to come in the studio, you can. And you come in the studio, you can say hello, you can promote yourself, and join in the conversation. The number again is 319-527-6099. That's the number that'll get you in. That's the number your voice will be heard. That's the number. That's all the number you need. That's the number to get to talk to me for free. Usually I whore myself out for sentences. Sometimes paragraphs. There you go. All right, everybody, thank you. What's happening today? Well, what's going to be happening? I was thinking last night, I don't know if I was going to do it, but I think I'm going to try it. Ever since I was a kid, New Year's Eve, Dickie Boy, Dick Clark, Rockin' Eve. watch the ball come down. As Dick Clark got older, you can see it in his pants and watch his balls come down. Same thing. But he was very, if you remember the last appearance Dick Clark had, I forgot what Dick Clark died of. I don't know if it was a stroke. I think he had a stroke. Yeah, I think it was a stroke. Oh, it was horrible. It was just horrible. They put him on TV. In fact, I don't know if I have it. It's kind of cruel. Let me see. See how you got Dick Clark. The last time Dick Clark did Rockin' Eve. I'll pull it up in a minute. So this year, I think I'm going to try to do it. First time ever. This is my way of moving artists forward. Hammer Rockin' Eve. That's right. Some of you are not going out. Some of you, the weather is going to be rough. Some of you will be on Facebook. I'm just going to see if I can do it. I'm going to go up for the first time. You saw the post. Hammer Rockin' Eve. We're going to rock around the clock. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it in real time, too. I'm going to go up 10 p.m. East Coast time. Be 2 hours and a minute. And we're going to, I'll be on the air and bring in the new year. We're going to be, I'm going to be playing songs. Probably the top 25 songs that are hitting the charts right now. And probably some stories about the past. 2019. Probably people who are living or dead. But the bottom line is, if you're a musician or anything, anybody in the entertainment industry, you might want to come in. Because I start the New Year's right by promoting what you're promoting, whether it's a book, TV, film, business, so on and so forth. Come on into the studio. It'll be the same number. I'm not changing the number on you. So New Year's Eve at 10 p.m., December 31st. You call in the number, 319-527-6099. And come in and bring in a new year. Say Happy New Year. Promote what you want to do. Make it a good year. And then I will be on until the ball drops, East Coast time. So it'll be the first time, Hammer Rockin' Eve. Don't forget to join me. I'll be in the studio. First time I'm doing it, so I hope it works. Even if it doesn't, you'll be hearing some great songs. Great music. If you're an independent musician, get your songs on the list because I'll be playing some independent songs. And if you come in the studio and say, hey, Happy New Year, first thing I'm going to ask you if you're a musician, you say, yes, I'm a musician. I'm going to say, what's your song? And I'll play it to start the new year off right. Play your song. Get on the hit list. Don't forget, Hammer Rockin' Eve 2020, December 31st. At 10 p.m. in the nighttime, 10 p.m. East Coast time. Don't miss it. I won't. I'll be on the air with you. All right. Thank you. If you want to get your music on the Rockin' Eve playlist, all you have to do is go to SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com. Find Rock, R-O-C-K-E-D, and load it, and there you go. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Load your music up, and I'll play it. And if you want to come in the studio and tell me about the song, you're more than welcome. We'll have some fun. First time doing it, I think if it works, we'll do it again. I also want to mention, people tell me in private, what do you think of this company, Brian? What do you think of this company? And I check out companies as much as I can. I want to thank King for looking into a company that I suggested. and it seems to be working out for them. So then there's another company I want to mention, and I'm really proud of this company because we have a lot of authors. I know we're going to talk about what's going on with Amazon because nothing's good going on with Amazon with authors. We'll pull it up. But I do want to recommend a publishing company. I think it's got to be a great company. So if you are an author and you're looking for publishing, I do want to recommend that company. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You want to know what that company is? I was so proud of the company that I told Charisse, because Charisse is an author. She has wrote many great books. And I like them. You can almost say I want to partner with them. You can, you know what I mean? I really do. I know the owner of that company. She, and it is she, is amazing and honorable. So when you hear about Purple Diamond Publishing, you know you're in the right hands as far as getting all your publishing needs done. Get you started, get everything going. They were gracious enough, and if you go to them, I'm going to give you some airtime. I'm going to give you some marketing. I want them to succeed. I'm putting my stamp on it. That's Purple Diamond Publishing. Write it down. You're going to need it. You're going to need it, especially if you're an author. You're going to need it. Purple Diamond Publishing. Write it down. Get a tattoo. You're going to need it if you are going to be an author and you're going to publish. And the reason why I'm saying this is that the new year is coming. And after the new year, we're going to have bundles. I love bundles. And if you'd like to come on a show, I think this is great. You know, a lot of people who come on a show, artists, you know, they come on a show and then they feel bad and they don't want to come back because they feel like they're imposing. Well, I'll take care of that. We have the bundle. You're gonna be able to buy 5 spots on air as a bundle. You come on air and interview. Here's how it works. Let's say you got 5 spots. That means 5 appearances on the show. You come on the first time. Then you got another book coming out in 3 months later. That's your, and then you come on. These bundles will not expire. You have a year to use them all up, meaning that you can come on 2 or 3 times and save 3 of them, you know, further down the year when another book comes out or another song comes out or another movie comes out or another web series that you're doing. You're going to be able to buy time. It's called the Marketing Digital Bundle. That's going to take place after the new year. So right now I'm offering a chance for people to come in and co-host with me. We got 4 or 5. We're going to probably slow that down a little bit because we got more people I have to look at. So if you'd like to co-host with me, free, bring, let me know. And you and I will co-host together. Sense of you to promote what you want, market you want, expand your audience and your fan base, and talk to some new people inside the studio, and you probably get them as a fan. It's really good. I'm offering that as a holiday tweet or treat. So we're offering that up until probably January 4th. I have to look at the calendar. Then after that, if you want to promote and everything, get the bundle. And if you were part of MVP On Demand Bonus and Rewards Program, you will get up to 30% off, if not more, if you bundle. And that means airtime, that means promotional and marketing time. And that can almost mean a commercial, because I'm getting very into commercials right now. If you've been on my page, you've seen it, you see the commercials coming. We're the only one that does it. Well, I'm the only one that does it. Amazon is not going to give you a commercial. No way. And I guess that's because it's my background of film. I kind of miss film, so that's the way of me do radio and film. So can you imagine if you're Jane Rizzo, let's use the name. Like, hi, my name is Jane, and I want to talk to you about a new and exciting book. Blah, 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 blah. Can't say the book because you did not sign up for promotion. But you did appear in a scenario. And the book is a high-power thriller, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's on sale now at the Capture Store on Amazon. Please pick it up. And you actually see Jane. There's Jane. It's a commercial. You will not see Dick and Jane because that's not what we do. That's a porn site. Do not go there, and that would not be a commercial. No Dick and Jane. We're talking Jane Risdon, beautiful author, great writer. Make sure you put the right Jane in there or else it's not going to be good. And that's it. When I was into the business and everything, it was very expensive to do a trailer. And any musician knows what's going on, or any film person knows how expensive it is to do a trailer. Nowadays, it cannot be that expensive. It's not. It's not. So we get your commercial up and running all over the world on Twitter, social media. Oh, my God, you'd be selling books. Even Patterson had to do commercials. Name them all. They did commercials. Some of them went on the show. So if you think I'm being a little harsh after the year, I want you to remember something, because sometimes I have to bring you into reality. Where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go to get a large audience like I have to come on the radio and to promote a market? That's fine. Go to Amazon, publish your book. Great. Now you have to promote a marketing then. Where are you going to go? You're not going to go any of the talk shows at nighttime. They're not going to do it. You don't have that many options. You really don't. These are the business, and in my opinion, these are the business people I'm talking to. I happen to think that when people who self-publish, I happen to think only 30% or 35% are business people. These are business people. I happen to think the other 65, like a hobby, like, I just did it on a whim. You know. I just did it. I don't know how to promote. I don't want to market it. I don't need to sell a book. I just did it. I'm a writer. Those people drive me crazy. I don't need them. They're a waste of my time. I want the 30% say, hey, I got a book. I want it on the bestseller list. Here's how I'm going to go to promotion. Business, business, business. I'd rather have the 35 that are business than the 65 going, maybe I'll look at it. Okay, I'll think about it. Those people are indecisive, unpredictable, and you cannot count on them. And they will be trouble. Well, I did your service and only sold 3 books. I like it. How come people don't do that to Amazon? How come you don't get a publishing thing and everything you said all set, the authors there, you put your book up on Amazon, you sell 0, bupkis, nothing. How come you don't go to Amazon and say, well, I bought the package and it cost me $5,000 to publish, and you're not promoting me enough. See, you know, they're not asking Amazon to promote them. And I'm sure if they did, Amazon has a package for that. But again, next year, we're going to start bundling. And if you're part of the bonus and reward program, you will get 30% off of the bundles, and it's going to be a block of 5. That means you come on the air 5 times. And includes marketing and promotion. I think it's a great deal. So you need to sign up for the bonus and rewards program. All you have to do is go to MVPOnAMan.com. MVPOnAMan.com. Hit the capture store and get your bundle for next year. And there's perks with the bundles. You can come on. You can host with me. You can market yourself. You meet new people. And you secure your fan base. It's well worth it. Because having a book without promotion and marketing is just having a bunch of pages that say, I'm going nowhere. All right, so that's business. And again, if you want to come into the store, into the show, you're more than welcome. You want to ask me any questions regarding the bundle? You're more than welcome. want to ask me any questions regarding getting a co-host, you know, before the bundle thing kicks in? Of course. Come on in. And, well, the number is 319-527-6099. And happy Hanukkah, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. I think it started yesterday. Happy Hanukkah. On the eighth day of Hanukkah. I don't think that is. But anyway, happy Hanukkah. Shalom. And we're going to start the show. And good morning, Charisse. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. Today's December 23rd. 2 days left to Christmas. 2 days.
Oh, gosh. I know.
2 days, man.
Hello.
I was gonna do my annual reading the night before Christmas. I usually do it. People love it. And I was gonna throw in a little I'm gonna make it like a musical this time, the night before Christmas with singing and dancing and stuff. And I'm gonna throw in the little gingerbread guy singing Little Black Bum. Big spectacular. But I decided not it's one of the best treats on radio. I decided not to do it because first time I'm going to go up, I'm going to do Rockin' Hammer Eve, Hammer Rockin' Eve, for those of you who's going to be home. See, I got tired of Dick Clark, man. I mean, who was Dick Clark? Dick Clark started off in radio just like, you know, everybody else, and then later he started all that crap, the Emmys, the Oscars, that's all Dick. That's Dick's. In fact, let me see what you'll be surprised with Dick. See, they're all phony parties. The Oscars, the Emmys, the Tonys. Phony, phony, phony. It's Dick. Let me see. I'll tell you who knows Dick. Now, I know Dick. Let me see. Dick. You know what I mean, Charisse? That you'll be surprised what his name is connected to. You guys remember American Bandstand, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll show you the shows that Dickie did. Let me see. You'll be surprised how many shit that Dick made up that people thought. Okay, here's the shows. Come on. DCP, Dick Clark Production. Now, Dick Dead. All right. Nothing sadder but a dead Dick. That's what I
think. Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Dick, bye-bye, Dick.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's true. Just lay there. Well, Dick did American Bandstand. This is all Dick. See, you're thinking, wait till you see it. You're thinking, oh, my God, these iconic awards all over. No, Dick did it. Dick wanted a party. It was a Dick party. So it was. Dick did the Academy of Country Music Awards. That was Dick's. The Academy of Country Music Awards. Dick. The American Music Awards. Dick. The Billboard Music Award. Dick. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Dick. The Golden Globe Awards. Dick. Hollywood Film Awards, Dick. The Streamy Awards, that must be a new one. Streamy Awards, really? Can't you think of a better name than Streamy Awards? Dick.
Oh.
So You Think You Can Dance, Dick. The NBA Awards, Dick. You know what I mean? I don't know who did the Emmy. I guess Dick didn't do the Emmy. Who did the Emmy? So all those little things, all those little shows that you thought were iconic and legendary, no. Somebody did it with Dick. The Billboard Music Awards, Dick Clark New Year's Eve, Rockin' Eve, American Bandstand, American Music Awards, Academy of Country Music Awards, Hollywood Film Awards, So You Think You Could Dance. These are some of the shows that Dick Clark Production does. So if Dick could do it, I'm sure Hammer can do it.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
I did not know he did So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh yeah, that's Dick. You know, did you see Saturday Night Live?
No, I missed it.
Well, let's
the
play
return
a little
of
bit
Eddie
of it.
Murphy.
Right. Let's play a little bit of it. Let me see. Here we go. Here's Eddie Murphy monologue on Saturday Night Live. Let's see what we got here. I got to get situated. When you hear that crack, it's my chair. And I'm getting a new one. I am pushed in this stupid desk and have to move back. Okay, here's Eddie Murphy on his premiere, coming back to Saturday Night Live. This is his monologue. It's kind of funny. Here we go.
Brian, I'm just getting dead air.